so it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life.
And yeah. Welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod, Corona Edition.
Corona Edition.
I in advance apologize for the audio quality because we have no idea what it's going to be.
Right. Not only that, I'm talking through a mask.
Yeah, well, you sound awesome. We sound awesome. I think we sound awesome. Now, what that'll translate to the listeners, I have no clue. It could sound like a bunch of garbly goop. But to me, we sound fucking, well, you sound good. I don't know how I sound to you, but you sound good.
You know, I'm thinking that this is going to be the week that people are going to hear, you know, close family members or friends that have came down with the virus. I think this is the week for that. Simply because in my circles, Girly, just a shout out to Girly. She contracted the virus and she's doing better now. And you know, I mean, it's just starting to get a little personal for me, you know?
Yeah. Well, they did say closer. They did say this week, they warned that this week would be okay. Well, okay. There's two sides to this. They did warn that this week would be the worst week. However, no shit.
I don't, it seems to me that, you know, the numbers and everything else and what's, you know, what's going on and everything.
That's like going, that first punch is going to hurt. But right. that fifth punch is really going to hurt way more than the first four. Yeah, we got that because I got punched four times before it's that. Almost, so.
You know, and I hate to joke about this, but it's almost like when you get diarrhea. You know, the first diarrhea is going to be the worst. Then after that, it's going to get better.
Because there's nothing left. There's nothing left to shit. That's kind of how that works.
No kidding. After your ass is completely raw, you know?
Well, see, here's the thing. What they need to tell us is more so, when are we getting close to not the worst week? Because every week has been the worst week.
Well, here's some things, boys. Me and you did take a trip. Don't even know if I should be saying this, but I'm going to because it's our pod. And let's be honest,
we kept more social distancing in that one trip.
Absolutely,
from Indiana to New Jersey than anybody, most people in Indiana, New Jersey does in general. So.
Okay, let me just give them a little background of this. We're from Jersey, as you guys already know. Then the other thing would be is that. We love the hot dogs in Jersey, and the hot dogs are freaking amazing. And especially this one place, I'm gonna give them a shout out. Hopefully, they give us some money, boys. Hot Grill in Clifton, New Jersey.
Send us some hot dogs,
huh?
Don't want no money. Send us some hot dogs.
Yeah, I mean, has been our place since we were kids. I mean, and you remember even my father taking us there sometimes. Even you, he would take you sometimes.
Wait. We gotta give a shout out to Teddy's too.
To Teddy's hot dogs. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Those were the two. They had the perfect crunch, dyslexic, fucking hot dog that you look at it and you go, that's not going to be tasty. And then you eat it and you go, oh my God, that's tasty. It looks like it just went through cancer treatment.
Right.
I want to eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we did have Rutt's Hut also was another one. And Rutt's Hut was the one off of 20. Over there, right before you get into Newark.
Here's how it went. I remember I'm thinking of the one by was that Teddy's? Remember there was one that was downtown Patterson. You have downtown Patterson, and then you know how you go over those little bridges.
You're talking about Johnny and Hedges.
Johnny and Hedges. There we go.
That's who you're talking about.
We had so many fucking good hot dogs.
Yeah, dude, it's incredible. But I mean. The Hot Grill one, they must use crack in their sauce.
Well, no. Here's how it went. There was different levels. You have to look at it. We're older now, so we can look at it from an adult. They were literally, you had the lowest one was Rut Hut, as far as economic, what they had for the business. Yeah,
pretty much. Rut Hut. I mean, you ate outside, basically ate outside or ate on their little bench that was in there. But
you had Rut Hut, you had Johnny and Henges,
right?
Then you had Teddy's, and then you had Hot Grill. Hot Grill was the big dog. They had a commercial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
they were the big dog. But wait,
Johnny and Henges was also put out throughout the tri-state area. We weren't the only ones with the Johnny and Henges.
Oh.
So Johnny and Henges technically was bigger, just not as famous in its area, let's say.
Gotcha.
But if you went to another area and you had a Johnny and Henges, most likely it was just as popular as Hot Grill is in Clifton, New Jersey. You know? I mean, we would travel from far. We just did. We just traveled 700 and something miles and had Hot Grill. I mean, these hot dogs were that important to us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no lie to your sister got them for us. We were going to joke around and we were going to do a whole thing where we were like, we're going, fuck the coronavirus, we're going to Jersey, and we're going to get some hot dogs and maybe his daughter. But then we decided that that might not look so good. And you guys might not get the joke.
I mean, even if no one got the joke, it still would have been pretty funny.
Yeah. I
mean, we do have a little bit of footage here and there. I mean, you would have to go on to the visual part of the pod. Plus, I have to send it over to Voice so he can have the footage of us going underneath the mountain there.
Yeah, it went to a bridge. We probably posted it on Twitter.
Yeah, that was just a little bit of the footage of us traveling to Jersey. So, anyway, we did travel to Jersey recently, and basically, we didn't get out of the car damn near. I mean, we did go with my mother-in-law, which was the worst.
Yeah.
Because no matter how careful we were, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just, you know, I got to stop, I got to pee, I got to get coffee here, I got to do this, I got to do that. I mean, if you're going to do all of that, there was no point in us putting on gloves and masks and doing all the other good stuff because if you're getting back in the car with it, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done. For some reason, that's just always what it is.
Yeah. I mean, but again, it'd be the same difference as any other. As if we were just in one location, same thing would happen.
Right.
We're all still trying to figure out exactly, like, every single person that we've had this told this story about where we went and why we went, want to know why she went back, and none of us know, but okay.
Oh, no. Get this, too, here, voice. She's now saying that she wants to come back.
Well, there's nothing.
Oh, because I'm hearing they did a mandatory shutdown in Jersey, New York, and Connecticut.
I believe it.
You can't even move over there. Can't do nothing over there. So now she's in a position where it's just basically you must stay home. It's mandatory.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We don't know why she went back in the first place. I would not have gone back to. We don't. When it's healthy, we don't want to go back to Jersey.
Yeah.
We love your people. We love your food. But even when it's healthy, we don't want to go back there. So.
I mean, sure, I just felt that I felt that it was a silly move, and all she had to do was if she had any other, but it was just a matter of just her wanting to go home.
You just want to be home. No, I understand.
I mean, it is what it is.
You want to be able to be home, but the thing about this is, like, I appreciate being home, but now I'm always stuck at home.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind if I was at work. Since this has all gone down, since you guys haven't heard us for a while. Since this all started, I have not been to work in a little over a month. Like, once everything started getting serious, my job as a chauffeur came to a crashing halt. So far to a crashing halt that people want me to drive them back to where I got them from.
Yeah. I mean,
like New Jersey.
Yeah. And you know what? You know what? I mean, people sometimes they drive me insane because it's just, you're going stir crazy at home. I get it. Okay, fine. I get it. Is it worth your damn life, though, man? Like, really? Is this really such a big deal for them to tell you to stay home?
No. And is I understand, it really? I understand when you need to. Like, you know, I only go out when I need to go to the store. You know, I usually go to the store and that's it.
No, I get all that. I'm just saying, is it really such a big problem that we have to stay home? I mean, really?
Is it the
problem of them just saying it to us? Is that what the problem is?
Oh, no. It's because, okay, there's different levels to it. On a general, regular basis, no, there's not. I mean, out of all the hardships that we could have, this is so.
I mean, I'm gonna flip it on you real quick. What if it was the opposite, and it was you have to do 18 hours of work now?
It's working, bud. You gotta
wait.
What
if it was that?
Hold on. You know what I'm saying? It says generating your world, bud. You have to wait. No, but daddy, it's loading. You're playing your game. I love you, but I really don't want to hear you tell me something because you're not going to tell me anything. You just don't want to hear what I have to say. Your game is loading. Be patient. Stop having a conniption fit or you don't get to play. What do you want to tell me? I know it's taking long. There's nothing you can do about it other than restart the game. That's the way that works.
Those console players, man. Those console players.
Oh, don't you start that shit. But there's different levels to it, because on one level, no, we don't really have anything to complain about, but you have to factor in it is so horrible, specifically because it's not healthy for us to be this isolated, this much inside. Those who are actually doing what they're supposed to do, it's not healthy to be this isolated and this much inside and not going, like, that's not really a healthy thing. We know it's not a healthy thing because you normies have been making fun of us gamers for fucking years because we stay inside.
Because we stay inside.
Games. Yeah. And now that's what we're supposed to do, and everybody's, you know.
Just like I was just saying before, I think it's just the fact of them just saying that you have to is part of the problem. Because I can guarantee you, if it was the other way around, like let's say it was another type of national emergency where you have to go work. Yeah, where you had to work now 18 hours of the day versus going home, I can guarantee you that would have been a problem also. I just want to go home. I don't want to
that's
be
some bullshit. Yeah, you know? That's some bullshit right there.
You know, exactly. Look, already, it didn't even happen, and you're already saying that's some bullshit.
Hey, well, okay, no. For everybody else, that's bullshit. For me, that was just a day plus 4 hours.
Right. Right.
For me, that was a day plus 4 hours, but, you know.
So, I mean, in all reality, does it really have to do with?
You have to restart it, bud.
Does it really have to do with the fact that we have to
that's
stay
the only
home?
Way it's going to work. Hey, bud. Daddy, I know what I'm doing. Then stop with the whining and complaining, because it's not getting you anything but in trouble. Period.
Sit there and wait
quietly or restart it. You whining doesn't make it go faster. No, daddy. What do you want to tell me?
I want to tell you that you suck.
That would make more sense.
You suck as a dad. You're the worst.
Eventually, he'll be a teenager, and that will come out of his mouth.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, you'll deal with more other problems.
Oh yeah. But yeah, no, it's, and it's more so because, like I said, the problem, like, okay, we'll get into this as we've got to this a few times. My mom has actually come around to my thinking with the rent stuff.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to call her back. She called me yesterday and I was talking to her. And my whole thinking of, you know, owing them all of my money, you know, owing them a big amount by paying rent and then having nothing versus not giving them my money so I have something to work with once all this is over.
Yeah.
And she fought, like, I didn't say anything extra. She just saw where I was coming from, was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
No, I agree. I agree with you right from the door. I know you did.
I'm saying she did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because before she was on the whole, well, they're going to come after you afterwards. Whereas, they, like, I talked to her, you know, yesterday, and she was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, dude, it does. I mean, it does. And that's advice to anybody else that's out there. I mean, that's listening. Hopefully, Voice puts this out soon enough where you can actually get the advice. But don't give them your dough. If you're so behind, don't give them your dough. There's no point.
Yeah,
there's no point.
Especially because they're receiving assistance because of this.
Right.
Basically, I mean, it may not be the exact amounts, but for the most part, they don't have to worry about paying their mortgage on their property during this time. So some people, like, okay, for
instance, that's different because for instance, in my case, what I would have to do is talk to the bank, and what they could do is give me a deferred payment, which means that they would just tag it at the end of my term here.
But I'm more specifically talking to landlords specific programs. For them.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to refer to is Dat Shepherd from Chips.
Right.
And Kristen Bell from Frozen and Veronica Mars and everything like that. They have. What, bud? Too bad, bud. I'm talking. You have to deal with it. They have properties. And they made a statement that all their tenants are going to be rent free for the time being.
I mean, that's the way it should be though, right now, dude.
Exactly, that's the point. That's like, and it's like they didn't have to, but they did it because it's the right thing to do. Because it makes no sense otherwise.
I don't see why this was not part of this shutdown though altogether. And then, we know why. Because, you know, you got the rich that still want their money, dude. They don't give a shit what is going on with you. You know, they don't give a shit. It's just a matter on, you know, just give me my money. Give me my money. I don't care what's happening right now. Give me my money.
Yeah, and, which...
You know what? I think that this is going to humble, though, some of the people that do have tons of money. At least I'm hoping that it will humble.
One or two.
It will humble at least them a little bit. And see that, you know what? Not everybody is doing great, dude. Some people are struggling, bro. And it's just the point of, you know, and then there's people that were doing good and now they're struggling. So, you know, it's just, I think all aspects of life is going to get a little taste of this, whether you're rich, poor, or endeavor, whatever it is, you know.
Well, okay. As I was saying, my, before, is the biggest issue is that they're not going to do what needs to be done.
Right.
Because what needs to be done is what New York and New Jersey did themselves.
They're finally doing, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They have to do it. The government, the overall government has to do it so that everybody doesn't have a choice.
Right.
As long as we all have a choice, this is not going to go away, at least not for a year when they have the actual vaccine.
Right.
It's not going to go away. And the problem is, if they do what they're supposed to do, the dumbasses are going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to make things worse in different ways.
All I know is that.
Which is why they're not going to do what they have to do, because they don't want those assholes coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Like the only chance they can truly have, and he obviously would be the one who has to do it, is he would have to come out and say, you know, Americans, my fellow Americans, it's been a hard time. You know, we're a great country, country.
Nobody has died the way they died under my watch. They died the best.
This has been a great pandemic.
Doing a great job. You know, they're doing a great job of dying.
The best pandemic. Nobody does pandemics like we do. But we're gonna have to shut it down.
No,
We're going to have to close.
This is the best.
Everything down. Build a wall around your house. Okay? Now, the problem with that is that's what it needs to say. But what would still happen, which has still been happening, is people are on one level up Trump's butt and nothing he says is wrong. And then on another level, they're blaming Democrats for the actions that the government's taking in this situation. You can't have it both ways. You can't be like, oh, he's a great president, he does nothing, and then go, the government just wants to keep us at home and screw us over. Isn't he the government? Isn't he the government that you're speaking of? Like that's he's the government. That's him. Like, you can't have a conspiracy against the Democrats when you have a Republican in office. That's not how that works.
Online. Oh, you, right.
What are you doing?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You stay safe, okay?
You as well. Have a great day. Uh-oh.
Hello. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
that didn't sound. That is. No, I'm there. That didn't sound like 6 feet.
No, it's definitely not. No, no. Here, that's the thing too with this crap. You know, the whole 6 feet thing. You know, you do 6 feet over there by the lines, but then throughout the store, mm-hmm. you're right next to somebody. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, when I went, we was avoiding each other like it was dodgeball. Like we was in a football.
Where'd you go?
Fucking, Colin. When I went to every store I've been since we've been back. Before we went, it was one thing, but ever since we've been back, between Walmart and this is what you're getting. You want something else?
Oh, see, I don't do Walmart.
Yeah, but then between Walmart, every other store, it's literally everybody's like, you'll be in a row. And you kind of see somebody getting 6 feet close, and both people kind of like have an invisible barrier, like, and they go, it's a juice, it's squeezable. Put it in your mouth and squeeze. It's like, it's juice, you like it. You know, we're avoiding each other like the plague, where, you know, it's like an invisible bubble.
I mean, to me, I think we just need to do the emergency shutdown period. Nationwide, and just to get this shit done and over with, man, because it ain't gonna finish anytime soon. And I mean, let's give it the best shot we have. And I think that the best shot we have right now would obviously be that. I mean, how else would we do it?
Here's why that's the only option, dude, because China has just now let their people start traveling freely throughout the cities. Just now.
Yeah, but with a resolved problem, or is there still issues? I mean, did they peak?
No, literally when I say just now, I mean last night at like 2 o'clock in the morning, I saw a post where they finally are letting them out. So we don't even know if it's a situation where, okay, there's two things. There's at least two or three sides of it. One, we don't know if the situation where it'll come back worse. Two, we don't know if they will tell us if it comes back. We can't trust any information they say. Like, that's where it started from, but we all know that they're not giving or haven't been giving the full story of what transpired.
Voice. Did they,
period.
So basically what you're telling me, because the only reason why I would then start to travel and all that other bullshit after being so hard that you can't, means that they already peaked. There's no more numbers climbing. And, you know, obviously there's always going to be the people dying, but there's no more numbers climbing. Nobody else has it coming up, you know?
Well, no, that's what I mean, somebody else has.
I mean, how do you then say, you know, hey, let's go back to doing what we were doing if there's still fucking people around, walking around with it?
Well, I'm going to assume that they've isolated most of those people or killed them.
Or sent them on a freaking boat.
And... yeah, and or the numbers are at least dropping in order for them to feel comfortable enough to do it. but
point.
It's not,
you know.
Like I put it this way, I very much am certain because they did this before, like literally maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago. They tried to do this, and it didn't work out too good.
Yeah, what do you mean? They were still climbing. The numbers were still climbing.
No, there was, and I don't think it was that the numbers were still climbing. It's that there was a few cases that I think the virus might have mutated into the worser form. Like they had it, they thought they were in the clear. Like, okay, for instance, you're killing my ears with whatever the hell that
what?
Is. Whatever that is that's chirping is killing
my
ears.
I don't have nothing chirping, going. Dude.
Someone's giving feedback.
It could be my car.
Like, don't. Yeah, like, don't vape. Please, don't vape.
Oh, is that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. The only thing I'm doing is driving home now. So that's what changed.
Yeah. But yeah, there's been situations where people will they'll get it, and then they put those people who have it mildly next to people who have it, and it gets worse. They get a worse case of the virus. So it's not like chicken pox where you have chicken pox and you sit next to somebody with chicken pox and you don't have to worry about chicken pox. It's I have chicken pox and you have chicken pox and I have a mild case of chicken pox, but now because I'm next to you, I got a worse case of chicken pox.
I don't even know how that would even make sense. Where you would say, okay, you already have it. You have a mild strand because isn't there three types of strands that are going out there? That's what I'm hearing. There's three different types.
Well, I don't know if there's three different types, but there's at least three different results.
Or symptoms.
There's the asymptomatic. Yeah, there's asymptomatic mild result, and then there's the more advanced. Well, I said there's probably four, because asymptomatic, where you have no real symptoms. Then there's the mild case, where you have, like, just minor aches, nothing major. And then there's I need to be in a hospital. But then there's I need to be on a ventilator, because it's gotten worse
right.
type of situation. So between the last two is where the big issue, because there's like Joe Rogan, one of it, you know, somebody where they had it and they were relatively fine. And then they put them in isolation with somebody else who had Corona, and then they got worse.
Yeah. That still, to me, how does that make any freaking sense to begin with?
Virus.
No, I'm not talking about on the virus. What sense did it make to put that person with another person that has coronavirus worse? What did they think was going to happen?
Well, no, because here's the thing. Most of the time, once you have something and the other person has something, that's it. You can't get infected because you already have it. So normally, that would be the smart thing to do. Like, for instance, if I have the flu and you have the flu, stick you two flu motherfuckers together, you'll be fine. You can't give each other the flu. With this virus, it's not acting that way where you still have, he has Corona, I have Corona. My Corona's not that bad. I still have Corona, so I can't get Corona. But for whatever reason, my Corona is now getting worse.
Yeah,
And that's not normal. That doesn't
that's not how normally a virus would work.
And then the problem then comes where they have no choice. That's what they have to do. Like, you have somebody with Corona, you can only stick them in a room with someone else with Corona. You have no other place, you know, you can stick them. They don't have the ability to just let them stay.
Their own room. Because obviously we're running out of room. That's obvious.
Like, that's one reason. Like, there was a comedian in New York that actually, he's more than certain he had it because he got the whole no tasting thing. Like, okay, anybody listening, one of the key, you're going to have here's the thing. There's a bunch of stuff that's going to happen in the next couple months where you're going to be like, do I have it? Until you lose your, unless you really are sick to your stomach or you lose your sense of smelling or taste, those are the key things to look for. Sense of smelling and taste. If that happens, then you have a genuine symptom. Everything else, don't try to think as much because you'll drive yourself fucking crazy. You know, you're like, do I have a fever? Do I have a headache? If you can't smell or taste anything, then that's when you have to be seen. But here, even that, he called in and they said more than likely, yes, I think they gave him a flu test and he didn't have the flu. So they were like, okay, based on what you said, you more than likely have it. We can't afford to give you a test. Just go home and act as if you have, but I'm on the phone. It was like, just go home and act as if you had it. Treat as if you have it, and that's what he did, and he's okay. But he's one of the, you know. You know what pisses me off? Not so much pisses me off because I understand. It's that people. I understand the conspiracy aspect of everything, but stop. Right now, you gotta put away the conspiracy mind. Because here's the reason why: because the people in power. The majority of the people in power don't want this going on.
Yeah, but what in particular are you talking about the conspiracy aspect? I mean, there's millions. I'm just asking you, what's yours?
People are upset. Okay, that malaria medication that Trump mentioned,
right.
Which... him mentioning it wasn't, he didn't mention it the smartest way possible, but then right after a doctor corrected him. So as much as people want to get on his case, get off his back.
Yeah.
Not only did he say something stupid, he said something stupid as usual. Only difference is immediately after there was somebody in his cabinet who was smart enough to correct him on that. And then two dumbasses went out and poisoned himself. However, there is positive results for that medication. Now, there's two aspects of it. One, yes, there's positive results for that medication, but they are not a cure, and they are not a vaccine. So as great as things are going with that medication, that's not going to be our saving grace. Things are not going to be fixed just because that medication is showing improvement, because I'm pretty sure the people who are on the medication, though it helps them, and keeps the symptoms at bay where they feel better, it doesn't cure the disease. They still have corona. Like, for now, once you have it, you have it. There's no, I have it, I had it, and it's gone. It's, I have corona, I have antibodies, but I can still pass corona.
Yeah, but you just grow basically an immunity.
Or
not an immunity, but you do grow the antibodies for it.
Yes.
To fight it.
Yeah. Or you could just get a worse version of it is the issue. You could still get a worse version of it.
Yeah, and that's the other weird shit too, is that the fact that you can get it more than once. You know?
Yeah. It's like, it's literally, the coronavirus actually, I think, shares, I think the common cold actually is a coronavirus.
I think the flu is, isn't it?
No. The flu is influencing. I think literally the actual common cold is a version of what's classified as a coronavirus. What this is coronavirus novelty, meaning it's like every other coronavirus, which we normally have. Like, we have cleaners that kill coronavirus, but this is a novelty because it acts that much different than every other coronavirus.
Either way, I don't want to get it.
Yeah. No, either way, you might already have it.
I mean, yeah.
which ironically, that is actually the best case scenario. The best case scenario is that you have it and you don't know it versus you getting it.
Well, no. See,
I mean, it's sad.
I have a problem with that, because the worst part about it is if you have it and don't know you have it, and then you go home and you give it to your fucking family, that's where I have a problem with it so greatly, only because, man, I don't want to go home and then give it to my family, dude. You know what I mean?
No. Let me rephrase that. When I say that, I mean you have it and they have it. Everybody already has it. That's what I'm saying. If you have it in your family,
right. They
already have it. If based on people who are properly doing the social distancing, what I'm talking about, 90% out of this month's time, the people who have been social isolating, who are not sick, there are a good majority of people that are properly social isolating the best they can, are asymptomatic and have it, and their family members are also asymptomatic and have it, but none of us can test for it, so none of us know. But most likely, a major portion of us have it, and it just doesn't affect us. Like, for instance, those people who are O blood type have a slightly better chance against it than those who are not.
Well,
just based off of people getting
My son. My son is the only one in the house that's O.
Which is great, though. It doesn't affect kids, so there's no good.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, what the hell?
But it's a case where, there's so many people that probably have it. And like, I don't know. Like, there's two sides of it. On one side, I'm like, all right, yay, get that malaria vacation. And then another side of me is like, yeah, but if they fix this too soon, I'm fucked.
Why do you say that?
I want y'all to fix this. I want y'all to fix this, but because ironically, the best case scenario for me, short of, God forbid, getting the coronavirus, is that this shit lasts a long fucking time.
I think it will.
Until I can find a way to scrounge up some digital money. That's my best bet. Because if this shit ends tomorrow, I'm fucked.
I know what you mean in that aspect, yeah.
Like it's reached a point where I actually need it to go a little bit longer.
Yeah, I know.
I need things to get... I don't want it to get worse, but we need to spread this out some in order for everybody to get on their feet. Because if this thing were to abruptly end quickly, I think that would actually be worse than if things spread out and then eventually we figured out what to do. You know what I mean? Like, if tomorrow they were like, we have the cure, I bet you we would be more fucked than if 2 months from now they said we have the cure.
Right.
Because immediately all the don't worry about this, don't worry about that will go immediately out the window. They be like, we got the cure yesterday. You're late with your rent.
Yeah, you can't use Corona as an excuse now, buddy.
Yeah. That shit was over 24 hours ago. Like, you know what I mean?
And the first is right around the corner.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that... I don't know. Like I said, it's a double-edged sword. On one level, I want this shit to be over with because it's incredibly fucked up. That's cool. Like, I think our generation, we're old. We owe something because our adult lives have been fucked, okay? From the very beginning, when we became an adult, we went to a war.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, like we had like 3 years of 18, 19, 20, 21. We had 4 years of being bona fide adults where we could enjoy it. And then 9/11. Then Patriot Act during 9/11. All the wars throughout 9/11. Trump. Now Corona.
Yeah, I feel like we were a little robbed there, but I mean, what's to say that the next generations after that are not going to go through something even worse, man?
Oh no, they're fucked too. This is their fuck. The reason why this is their fuck is because, like I said, obviously the best situation, worst for me probably, but the best case situation is this is almost over and ends really quickly. And ironically, here's the thing. From where both of us are sitting and or standing right now, you could easily fool yourself and look outside and look around and go, yeah, we'll be over this soon. This will be over soon. Like on a regular basis without any real context, you can look around and go, oh, this will be nothing. They'll figure this out quickly. But the actual scenario of the situation, no, it's not. It's not good. It's not easy. Things are probably not going to be good or easy or back to normal for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, I don't think so, bro. Yeah, I think I feel the same way. It's going to be a long time. Matter of fact, just on that point there, I don't even think things will ever be the same. I think this has changed the way we're going to live, period. I don't think it's ever going to go back to the way it was. I really do feel this is just going to change things completely on the way we live and everything else.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, because it just in general, when businesses are probably not going to have as many locations. Like, there's going to be a lot more work from home work will be happening, which, you know, is definitely a good thing. How they're going to do it, I don't necessarily think is going to necessarily be a good thing. Because, well, like that app Zoom. Here's the problem with that app Zoom. With that app Zoom, your boss can just randomly open up your camera and see what you're doing, as if you're not, if you are not doing something.
Yeah.
Which, no, man, just let me work from home and stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
If I get my work done, get off my back. If I don't get my work done, then ride me like a fucking rhino. But otherwise, if I do my work, let it be. Don't.
I mean, those people that are working from home already are really not feeling it. I just, you know what? I feel bad for the old school professors and all that other stuff, because they're actually asking my daughter right now on how do they do this. You know what I'm saying? How do they go online? How do they do this?
They're asking her how to do it.
No, they really are, boys. They really are.
No, I believe it.
They really are.
Here's why I believe it. And I wish that I had more connections. And by more connections, I mean I wish I had connections. Because with everything going on, there's no – the production quality, shows can't put on shows. So everybody's now trying to do what I do, and they're trying to stream. But – they're not doing it right. They're not doing it good. They don't have OBS set up. They have a crappy ass. Like, there's so many small things that they have the money in Amazon to do so that it works. And
I don't think that they know that they're in this for the long haul. I think everybody thinks like this is going to be over so shortly. I mean, people just hasn't grasped the whole, this is going to take time, you know.
Yeah,
so people are like not even trying to get used to the way things are or the way they're going to be, and not realizing that, dude, I think this is going to change our lives, obviously, and it's going to just change the way we do things, period. I don't think they want to accept it. Let's put it that way, where it's just not accepted yet.
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know, go through the seven deadly sins kind of deal. You kind of have to go through all of them. You know, acceptance is one of them. So,
well, no, that's you're mixing up. You're mixing up the levels of grief with the seven deadly sins.
Seven. I mean, the levels of grief. My bad.
First level of grief, gluttony. Second level of grief.
Yeah. What's the other one?
Second level of grief. What's in the box?
Yeah. So, I mean, the grief, obviously.
But no, I think you're actually completely right, because, like, one of the a comedian, podcaster, Andrew Schultz, he's been every day. He's been putting something up on YouTube to kind of keep people, you know, keep their minds off of stuff, keep them updated so they have something. And, like, on one level, he's definitely serious about it. He's definitely giving information. But there are times where they'll be like, this is as serious, and then times when they feel like maybe it's not as serious. Like, people go back and forth because it's contextualized. Like, for instance, I specifically know someone whose mother is in intensive care on a ventilator. You know somebody now who was in a hospital.
Right. Still is. Just recovering.
You're recovering.
Still recovering.
Joe Rogan knows a comedian, Michael Yo. Young, healthy, fucking in shape, used to play college football, was same situation in the hospital. Actually, probably currently is in the hospital. You take those scenarios where you don't know about it, those situations out of the equation, and it's hard to take seriously. Like, he even knows somebody who, two people, one person, the guy who lost his nose who had mild symptoms, and another guy who took malaria medication who it drastically helped him. If you only have those two stories, you and not the other stories, you're not going to think it's that difficult. But, you know, so it's easy for people to go back and forth of, oh, it's probably not that bad, or, oh, I guess this is bad. Oh, no, it's probably going to get better. Oh, no, it doesn't look like, you know. There's so much uncertainty in the back and forth that, you know.
Yeah, the seesaw effect.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it is what it is. What are we going to do? All right, boys, end it up. I just got to the house. You know the kids are going to be bugging. We're at 46 minutes. I think we gave them a good pot, at least something to listen to.
Yep, let's. At least we hope so. Either that or it's going to sound like...
It'll just be like 50% of our pod.
Yeah.
Corona.
Yeah. All right. Hot girl. Johnny Hedges. Okay.
Johnny Hedges.
All right, guys.
Cancer hot dog. No, hot dogs do not give you cancer. No, just in case.
Yeah. But if this sounds decent, you'll get a lot more of these. If it doesn't, you'll never hear another one of these again like this. So we'll find out. But thank you guys. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself. Social distancing. I know it sucks. It sounds stupid, but do it. We are. And keep your mouth, mask, and hands and everything covered up when you go out. We'll get through this. Just remember, don't tell yourself that you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? For the Broke Word Pod, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, and with me today has been
Mr. Roland.
All right, take it easy, guys.